Good morning and praise the Lord, people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has given us. And we are living in the land of the living itself is a testimony of God's goodness and grace upon our lives. Praise God. Let me encourage you from this beautiful scripture from the book of Revelation chapter 12 verse 11. In fact, verse 10 says, "And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now has come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night." Verse 11, "And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto the death." Wow. Isn't that amazing? My dear brothers and sisters, we see that the above message that I sent to you about the martyrdom of one of our pastors in our democratic nation of India is a statement that the prophecy of the word of God is coming to pass even whilst we are alive. The persecution level has arisen and worldwide, including democratic nations. And so it's time that we will rally together, pray together, huddle together, and we intercede for the brethren, for the martyrs, and for their families that are grieving today, and their their tears, no one is able to wipe it away. The vacuum that is created in that family, no one is able to fill that until and unless it is supernaturally intervened by the presence and the power of the Holy Spirit. So pray much for this pastor who has gone to be with the Lord, and for his family, for the church, for the missionary workers. And the amazing thing is that they overcame him. How come people are martyred for Christ? How come people are willing to lay down their lives? Because they love Jesus more than their own lives. They are committed, dedicated, devoted, and even until death, they are faithful to Yeshua. My dear brothers and sisters, it's a call of the Holy Spirit. Are you and am I being faithful to the Lord? If we go through that period of persecution and difficult times, will we be stable? Will we be strong? Will we be faithful? Will we be faithful to Jesus? And will we be faithful to the church of Jesus where the Lord has planted us? Is a question that the Lord is asking us today, this morning. So pray much, my dear brothers and sisters, as we fast and pray. I pray that the Lord will give us that spirit of intercession, deep, call it deep. The Bible says that deep intercessions will arise from the bottom of our heart. We will stand in the gap for the ones like these who are martyred, and those who are being persecuted in the remotest parts of the world. Our orphanages in a very remote area, you cannot go without protection. You cannot go without. We have been there. We have preached the gospel there. You cannot. You have to go under protection. You have to go under, a few vehicles going before you and behind you, and then only you can get into that place. That's where the orphanage is. And that's where is a very, very difficult ground. My dear brothers and sisters, let's pray much. Let's draw nigh unto God. Let's honor God and say, God, will I be faithful? Jesus asked a question. He said, when the Son of Man will come, will he find faith on earth? I pray that in Amazing Grace Church worldwide, Jesus will find faith in his people. Amen. And he will take pleasure in you, delight in you, and bless you. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we want to say thank you for this beautiful day, O God. Lord God Almighty, we are in the land of the living, but there is one brother of ours who gave his life for the cause of Christ. O Lord, he was martyred for the name of Yeshua. On the other side, not far away from where we live. O Lord God Almighty, there are many Christians, many people who are being martyred, who are being persecuted, who have been thrown into the jail, who are being ridiculed and humiliated by the society around them, O Father God, who have been excommunicated from their own family because they have accepted Christ. I ask for your grace and your glory to abound upon your church worldwide, upon your people worldwide, upon these grassroots level workers who work, O Father God, with great devotion, with great dedication, O Father God, willing to lay down their lives for the sake of the gospel and for the sake and for the name of Jesus Christ. We bless you for these lives. Lord, the blood of the martyrs crieth out from under the heaven, O Lord, from under the altar of God. When, O Lord, when will you avenge the blood of the martyrs? When will you avenge, O Lord God Almighty, the ones who have, O Father God, done atrocious things against your people? I pray, Lord God Almighty, give grace, give grace, give glory. Comfort the hearts of this family. Comfort our hearts, O Father. Cover the orphanage under your blood. Pastor Jenna under your blood. I cover your people under your blood, O Lord. Encourage your people in this day and hour. Lord God Almighty, I pray that the power of the Holy Spirit will reign supreme upon your church in Jesus' name. This morning, O Father, as your people step out to their jobs, to their businesses, give them grace, give them glory. O Father, they'll overcome every challenge. They will overcome every situation that troubles their mind. You will give them favor with their management, with their bosses, with their colleagues, with their subordinates. And let the name of Jehovah be alone exalted, O Father. Lord, I pray for the ones who are sick in our midst, O Father. I send forth your word of healing, for by your wounds and by your stripes, we were healed and made whole by the power of the Spirit and by the stripes of Jesus Christ. Healing is our birthright, and we give you the praise and we give you the glory. In Jesus' most holy, mighty, and matchless name we pray. Amen, amen, amen. God bless you, people of God. Have a great, big, wonderful day. And don't forget to come together to worship God for our Sunday morning service. Bye for now.